At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
What up, Mom? Put down that coffee and grab a wine. Get ready for another episode of Nursing and Cursing, a parenting podcast that covers more shit than your baby's full diaper. I'm Kate. I'm a stay-at-home mom of three living in Brooklyn, New York.
Hi, I'm Christine. I'm a freelance video editor and first-time mom living in L.A.
Allie here, podcasting from South Kona, Hawaii, where I live up on a mountain farm with my husband and two sons.
Hi, I'm Molly, and I live in Los Angeles, California, working as a mom of a toddler and a second grade teacher.
And I'm Sarah, your in-house expert. I'm a nurse practitioner and recovering postpartum nurse in Brooklyn, New York.
We move mountains just to find the time to record ourselves shooting the shit every week. And here it is.
Male Kimp. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Nursing and Cursing. This week's episode, we are talking about PBB, post-baby bodies.
Yeah.
You.
I just want to have a moment of silence for my breasts.
May they rest in peace.
For real. They're permanently resting flat against your chest for the rest of your life.
They're resting now.
They're sagging, just probably not peacefully.
Oh, God. You know, okay, so... It's going to be great. This one's going to be great because we have different numbers of kids, and I'm really interested to hear.
Translation, my body's the most fucked. No thanks, Molly. I got it.
And I went on vacation with you last May, and you were in a bikini. You looked amazing. I just didn't get to see you naked, but I have questions.
Oh, you did get to see me nail a Publix container of onion dip with potato chips at 2 a.m, though, so.
Yes,
but you can probably guess what I look like naked based on that.
But seriously, you look damn good in a bikini.
Thanks, Joe.
So, you know, let's go down the line and talk about, like, what's been hit the hardest for all of us.
Cool. Okay. Can I just say, Allie here, can I just say that not only physically are there some differences, but I feel my age, like in my bones and in certain aches and certain pains that come up that did not exist before I had kids. For instance, I have it's either a rib that went out after the pregnancy with my second child. Like, it was very painful my whole pregnancy, and I had the baby. And every once in a while, that rib or the ab underneath the rib starts locking up and tightening, where I'm stuck in a certain position and I have to start deep breathing and stretching out. It doesn't matter where I am. It's like really devastating. And if I don't handle it in that moment, I'm going to be in the ER. That's what it feels like. That's one of my... I know. I should probably tell my midwife. She would kill me for not addressing it. But anyway.
Well, there's two things. That's because there's two things happening to us at the same time. There's three things happening to us. First of all, we had kids, so your body takes a hit. Second of all, you're raising kids.
So your body takes a hit.
And third of all, while you're doing all of this, every single day you're getting older. So things, the way you look today, you're never going to look better. That's the thing that fucks me up.
Oh my God.
That is a harsh truth.
Slowly dragging on.
But it's really good to remember that, so you can always look in the mirror and be like,
I look the best I'm ever going to look.
I look great.
I look the best I'm ever going to look.
Yes, I really hate that. That's just so depressing.
But it's also just a lesson in loving yourself right then and there.
True.
You know, yeah. Like, Aussie. I didn't get too many stretch marks or anything like that. The nursing for 2 years definitely did a toll on my boobs. That's where I'm most devastated, I think, because I really was perky before all of this. And
you had nice titties, girl.
It's really sad. Like, I don't like the feeling of just like existing and sitting and being able to feel them on my ribs.
Oh my God. Mine, like,
it's a hot day. Like, I never sweat under my boobs. I never had that before. So, and I don't have big boobs, for those of you who don't know me. So
I feel like if I'm sitting crisscross applesauce, I could get like a nipple to a thigh. So,
So that's the obvious.
Kate, you would have to be slouching like really hard.
And I'm a natural sloucher, Sarah. So it's all, I mean, the whole thing is working for me.
What are you eating on this episode, Kate?
I'm so sorry. A giant bar of chocolate.
Amazing.
Kate, I'm so jealous.
Oh, God.
You know, and so my kid is 2. He turned 2 in December. I don't know about you guys, but I am not exaggerating. I have not taken a shit since birth without thinking about my birth.
Wow. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Molly, I'm sorry.
I know. Mm. I don't know. I think
so. Yours is your asshole as well as your tits.
Yes, and like I had a friend talking about her hemorrhoids, and I think there was so much going on down there that I couldn't really pinpoint what was what. But maybe I suffered really bad hemorrhoids.
Yeah,
maybe I still have a little. Definitely. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I had some hemorrhoids, and I would talk to my midwife about it, and she was like, "Oh yeah, I had hemorrhoids." And you know what? That's something you're just going to have that for the rest of your life. Oh, not like in a bad way, but yeah, they're going to pop out every once in a while. Yeah, she'd be like,
"Sorry, what do you mean you're not? You're going to have hemorrhoids for the rest of your life. Not in a bad way."
Yeah, it's just the way it is, you know, and you just pop those little things, pop those suckers right back up, which.
Wow.
What?
Like with your finger, you just pop it in?
Just pop it right back in.
No, I'm not going to pop it in.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect
some of them are just super tight.
It's an option.
What, just like packing, like packing plastic, the little bubbles you pop?
Yeah, exactly.
No. Like,
Sarah, what, you tuck them back? You tuck them back into your butt, or what?
Just tuck it right back up into your butt.
If it's a soft hemorrhoid, you might be able to, yes, tuck it back in.
And I'm seriously sick from this.
You probably should not do that. It isn't safe. They could burst, and
doesn't
then
seem sanitary.
Burst.
Well,
this is something you would do in the shower after you've scrubbed your hands, hopefully with soap. But, you know, we don't all get to do that. We have kids. Who gets a fucking shower?
What are you doing in there, Mom? Just pop up my hemorrhoids right back and I'll be right
out. Okay, let's move on from the apple.
Your best ladies who are listening, your best bet is to get some roid cream. And
nobody's
put
listening now.
Well, they better. Get some roid cream.
What kind of natural roid cream do they have? They must have a doTERRA oil for that.
Listen, you hippies, just get some Prep H and be done with the roids, okay?
Yeah.
Guys, my baby was born 2 years ago. Am I supposed to be like, can I have like a 7-year prescription for this?
Did you try essential oils?
Over the counter.
I've been telling all of you to go see a pelvic floor specialist.
Since
you had your children.
I have a prescription. So go down to the Rite Aid, get you some preparation H.
Especially Molly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And before I was another kid, it would be a really good thing to do.
I was supposed to have Vag PT.
Yes.
That would be good.
That's what that is.
Right. Or at least be just kegeling the fuck out of yourself all day long.
I'm kegeling right now.
I am too. It's making me kegel.
Ladies, I want to talk to you about kegels.
Okay.
Do you guys know how to do a proper kegel?
Yeah, girl.
I think.
That's what I'm supposed to be doing at every red light, according to my midwife.
But those kind, I know what kind of kegels you're talking about, which is basically the kind where, like, you're squeezing everything in that area up and together.
Yes.
I'm busy texting at every red light. I don't have time for kegels, but okay.
Apparently it's not enough.
Okay.
Okay, what do we need to do?
You're supposed to be, like doing squats, you know, when you do squats and you like stand back up with your squat and you like squeeze you can like tighten your butt and make it even more intense.
Yes.
You stand.
And then you accidentally queef. I know that's the worst.
That is the worst, Allie.
Okay.
Okay, we've reverted back to high school.
I'm sorry. Episode. Okay, when do we not?
Okay, so listen, let me tell you about my bod. My bod is pretty good.
Slamming.
Hot.
But my titties, like Molly has described, they're just like these deflated little sacks. You know, they just feel really like, just sick. Sock. Just like these nasty flapjacks. But they're tiny. They're like sacks. They're like a saggy little sack with not much in it. You know, it's like...
Yeah.
Empty a little bit. It's like a bean bag where a lot of the material's gone away inside.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's my worst thing. And then
like a stress ball, but just
like a water balloon use. That didn't get filled up enough.
Bingo. Nailed it.
Nailed
and,
it.
Otherwise, I'm fine with everything else. I kind of still have the line down my belly button, but I'm cool with that. And
how about you have listeners just throwing daggers at your eyes right now?
Why? Well, yesterday, the parking lot attendant that I'm kind of buddies with at this place that always park goes, girl, you look skinny. And I said, oh, thanks, Joe. And he said, a while there after Levi, you was thick.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, well, I had a baby. He was like, yeah, but you was thick. And I was like, all right, peace out, dude. Like, why do you think you can talk to me like that? But
How about my neighbor who, when I was 9 months pregnant with Mavis, asked me to my face if I'd had the baby yet?
Oh, that is
so rude.
What? That ain't right. That ain't right. Oh, guys, the deflated boob, that I kind of had that in my butt. Like, my butt's smaller, but, like, a little bit, like, empty.
Yes.
You know what's weird?
I have that, too. It's gone now, but I had it before.
I have ultra deflated boobs, but I like them.
Because you had massive titty before kids, girl.
You had a big old titty.
Massive.
I like my teeny tiny boobs. I like them way better. I feel like they suit me. They're easier to dress. I think they're cuter. I like them.
But Kate,
I don't
you
like
were
those
like
crazy
a D,
stretch marks.
Weren't you?
Huge.
Huge.
Very
I mean,
full C?
Yeah. I mean, I think I take better care of myself than I did when I was high school, college. So I probably dropped a few pounds just from mixing my diet up, not only eating potato chips, but
she sucks on her chocolate.
She's
just the wish I was eating that.
But my son took me from a C to a B and my daughters took me from a B to an A.
Wow.
Sure.
But I don't care. I mean, I got so many stretch marks. I just have bigger things to worry about.
Well, man, at that rate, I'm going to be inverted if I have multiple more kids.
That's me. I'm not even going there with my boobs because, you guys, I have you all beat. You know, I have nothing but a nipple. Basically,
yes,
never
but
have.
Tell the story of when your friend asked if she could peek in.
Oh, yeah. My friend was, I was with three girls and I was like, no, my boobs are so small. I think I was wearing a padded bra, which you would never know. It just looks like you would never, ever know.
Oh, yeah. No one can tell when you're wearing a padded bra.
A very small A, you know. But
burn.
Yeah. Thanks, Sarah. And I was like, oh, my boobs are so small. And my friend was like, no way. Mine are. She has a couple of kids. And I was like, do you want to see? No, let me see yours. Whatever. We showed each other our boobs. Molly, I think I'm getting this story right. Sorry, you put me on the spot here.
Sorry.
And we showed each other our boobs and she was like, oh my God, see? Mine are the same. Whoever said that small boobies can't sag is lying. Aren't they?
Oh my God.
Thanks, bitch.
She goes in to give me a high five and I was like, okay. Do I feel really good about this? Or anyway, she's a sweetheart. And then the third party was like, I had no idea this person tends to have like a double D. I had no idea. And I'm just like, what? You didn't have any idea? What? I have never in my life seen boobs that small. I did not know that existed.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm glad I could fulfill that for you.
Oh, wow.
So, whatever. I don't care. I have a flat chest. I don't care. But yeah. How about when you're on all fours?
Oh, God. Oof,
no. Fuck.
Yep. It's been going through my mind a lot lately.
Or when you're trying to zip your jeans up, but you're all the extra skin just is like almost caught in the zipper or almost flopping over the button.
You're on all fours or in a push-up position naked. Why would you ever be with kids? You shouldn't be.
Well,
but you look down.
I'm never in a push-up position, Allie, clothed or naked, but
that
I get the
picture. That lower belly is just like wrinkly skin that comes
It's like
down.
Crepe. It's like crepe paper. It's like it looks like something you get at Michael's.
Yes. That only a baby could give you. Yes. And when you're standing up straight, you can suck it all in. It's all fine. But when you're in that position, you never saw anything like that. And you can't, there's nothing you can do about it. It's just flapping.
I feel like I did give birth at the right fashion moment, though, because low-waisted pants were just going out. And so now I'm zipping everything to my nipples and keeping it all sucked in. So
yeah, I'm feeling good about it. Now, something else that my son gave me, which I didn't realize until he was like maybe 10 months old, and my hairdresser helped me with this. She was like, oh, yeah, you got that thing. Basically, in my after I had the baby, I lost a layer of hair up by my hairline. But I couldn't really tell. I was like kind of looking at it like, oh, something's going on here. Oh, no, it's fine. But then it started to grow back and I have really thick, thick, curly hair. So it was growing straight up.
Do you guys have bangs?
Yes, I have the new bangs too. They're growing out, but it's so weird. It's like you are a snake and you're just growing a new layer.
It's terrible when you have
curls must be hard. I can kind of blend mine.
Yeah. It's bad.
But my hair is different. It's not as, I don't know, it's just a different texture now. It's not the same.
Mine too.
I grew my hair out after having my last baby, and I feel like the pregnancy helped. I mean, it helped for a lot of, it helped like psychologically and literally. Like, I was like, okay, I'm the fattest I've ever been, and my hair looks the worst it ever has. So my new plan is to just become an ugly duckling and in 26 months lose all the weight and have long hair. And I actually feel like it worked.
That was a really good tactic.
That was amazing plan.
Like I just hit out 50 pounds heavier than I've ever been and got busy growing my hair out.
Oh, and Sarah, I wanted to ask you about this. I don't know if you know about this, but my skin I don't even know. I got all these sunspots when I was pregnant and everybody told me they would go away. Yeah, they didn't. Sarah, is that like, I just have to live with it? Obviously, because it's been.
Yeah. Laser that shit off, girl.
Yeah. You have to laser that shit.
I'm not lasering my face, you guys.
Me neither, but Molly, me too. I think that the kids is just what made it come out. You know, when you see Irish skin with freckles that eventually turn to these sunspots and wrinkles, that's where we're headed.
Okay. I have a girlfriend who lasered hers off. It's the same as lasering a pube. It's the same. If you've done any body hair lasering, it's the same thing.
Well, have you seen somebody who got their face burned when they lasered it off too?
No. But we know this girl.
Molly always has worst case scenarios.
I'm too afraid to burn my face off.
Well, listen, why can't we be the Let's Just Fucking Age Gracefully podcast?
You can age gracefully, but zap off an age spot.
Ourselves. We just need to love ourselves.
That's right, Allie, because
But I don't think you should judge someone that wants to laser off something.
No, there's no judgment.
No judgment either way.
This is a no judgment zone all the way around. But we could try to be like, yeah, I got these age spots from my son.
I mean, you could, but you'd be lying.
Oh my God, I got these amazing wrinkles.
Molly, shut
up. Sweet, I got these awesome wrinkles now.
I got the cutest extra vaginal lip from Phoenix. So cute.
My face is so ashy. I look like a smoker. Is that related to my kids? I'm just going to get excited about it.
Oh my God. Well,
okay.
You know, everybody is beautiful.
Nailing it and failing it.
It's time. Who's got something?
I got a little something. Okay. My 5-year-old takes ballet lessons. She's so into them. Like, she takes them once a week, but she practices nonstop, obsessed with them.
Sweet. Right.
Okay. Her class is really small. It only has 8 people in it. The class ends. You have to re-sign them up. Guess who forgot? Duh, I did.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
I go to sign her up like 4 days past the sign-up date. Class is full. I have like, I'm at the computer with like cold, wet hands, like freaking out. I can't tell her. So like, what would you do? Mm. I just went to class. I got her dressed up in her tutu and just kept sending her to class, but was never, I never went in with her anymore. Like, I just would stand in the hall and shove her through the door.
Brilliant.
Oh my God.
And my reasoning was like, if they can't find her adult, they can never address this. Like, they're not going to kick a 5-year-old in a tutu out of class. But today, today I was at the water fountain after class and I got a tap on my shoulder. And before I even turned around, I knew my time was up. It was the dance teacher and she was like, did you re-enroll her? Because I don't know. Check at the front. I don't see her name on the list. Of course, I just automatically lied through my teeth like, yeah, of course I re-enrolled her. Like, yeah, I don't know, like maybe you don't have an updated list or I'll check. And I go up to the front and this is where the nailing it comes in. I was like, well, she has to stay in the class. So I found the nicest looking person at the desk that I could get. And then I picked Edie up in her tutu. And right before I picked her up in her tutu, I said, I don't think you can take ballet anymore. I think that class is full.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And then the person at the desk was like, can I help you? I was like, there's been some kind of mix up. I'm not sure. Long story short, she's taking ballet. Everything's fine.
Wow. Oh
that is some
diabolical.
Shit right there.
I know. Oh my God,
that is brilliant manipulation.
No, that's when you're a bad person, but a good mom, right?
Yeah.
You went all the way for her.
Thank you.
Good job, girl. Kate.
Left my pride on the floor. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, man. Well, I have a nailing it. My nailing it this week is that my husband accidentally shared his location with me on his iPhone, like permanently.
Accidentally.
Big mistake.
Yeah. But you can use that for so many things. Like, he is a super honest guy. It's not like he's like over at the strip club or something. But it's come in handy, you guys. I don't even need to call him anymore. Fantastic. And my failing it actually happened right before this podcast when I was giving my son, he's on a prescription for Flonase right now, which is a nose spray because he's being considered for tubes in his ears. I'm really bummed, but hopefully it
doesn't
happen.
Because of all of his ear infections, Molly.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is our last effort to avoid that. But anyway, I slipped and I gave him a straight direct Flonase spray to the eyeball.
Whoa.
And I don't know if you've ever taken Flonase. The shit stings in your nose.
Okay.
So it was terrible. Okay. I just ran up to the bathroom and did the whole like eye flushing. He was screaming. It was terrible.
Poor baby.
I was getting way too confident with that spray thing.
Maybe tubes aren't such a bad idea.
Baby.
Oh, well, I've got a nailing. It is so cold up in the mountain at my house in the mornings. You know, you get up at 6 with the kids and they're freezing. I have to get the hot water bottles going for them. And it's just really cold in the mornings because we're open air living. And it was so cold. The kids like to have their clothes before they get dressed for school or go out for the day. They like to have their clothes put in the dryer for a couple minutes so that they put them on and they're nice and toasty.
That Such sounds a treat.
High maintenance, I know, but now it's become like what they need. So, especially Leo, my 2-year-old, who is freaking out for it. So we were out of propane, which is what, gets the dryer hot. So, no, there's no propane. We got to go. I'm sorry, Leo. He's screaming at me. I'm like, they're freezing. So I'm like, oh, wait, I remember my mom
used to, you know, in the sub-zero temperatures in New Hampshire, like put our mittens in the oven. Did I make that up, Molly?
No, you're right.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, great. Perfect. Nailed it.
Just going to cook a whole batch of
their school clothes in there. And I was like, this is so awesome.
Jesus.
And I open up the oven to take them out. And you know where my failing is going, ladies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crunchy, burnt clothes with holes in them smoking. And they're like, you know, some of their best school items. That I
need to know immediately what your husband said.
Oh, no, Molly. I won't tell you because, exactly.
No, it must have been terrible.
He said that it takes a special kind of idiot to do that.
No. Owie.
I knew that was coming. That's terrible.
Yeah. And I was like, no, people in New England do this all the time.
Owie, I don't really know if they do. Like, I haven't done my effort, but.
Oh, shit. Now I get that.
Now you get it.
Thank you. Okay. Critty, do you have anything this week?
Let's see, nailing. I'm back to work, which is big.
Awesome.
And just like slowly getting back into life as a one-armed mama.
Right. This is because of the shoulder injury.
Because of the shoulder. And my failing, I won't go into detail, but I maybe gave me and my son like a salmonella poisoning, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
Girlfriend.
Failing it.
Chris, so you always use this podcast as a confessional.
Yeah. It's like the real world.
Last time you came out that you were secretly still nursing Levi when you said on the thread that you quit. And now.
Yeah. People are always telling me I've only cried a couple times and it's always at Christine's story.
Always.
Clearly, I need to see a therapist.
It's honesty. This is a good place to let it out.
I should not have shared my story, though. I am really proud of getting Edie into dance. I should have shared the Twitter ones that we got. Fuck. For the next one,
we'll do that another time. All right, guys. Well, thank you for making the time, and listeners, we'll see you guys in a couple of weeks. Okay. Good night.
That's it for now. We'll see you guys next week for another episode of Nursing and Cursing, where we know you set up that Instagram shot for 15 minutes, because no one's kitchen is that clean.